Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Indian captain Virat Kohli on Tuesday said he has not had any conversation with Sourav Ganguly with regards to Mahendra Singh Dhoni's international future and believes that the BCCI's president-elect will get in touch with him when he needs to. Dhoni, who is on sabbatical from international cricket, is not expected to play against Bangladesh in the upcoming T20 series. After being nominated as the BCCI's president-elect, Ganguly had said that he would like to speak to the selectors as well as Dhoni to know what they had in mind. Quote, "I congratulated him. It is great that he has become BCCI president, but he has not spoken to me about that MS yet. He'll get in touch with me when he has to. I'm sure I'll go and meet him when he tells me to," unquote, the Indian skipper said at the post-match press conference. The Supreme Court on Tuesday transferred to itself all cases related to the linkage of social media profiles with Aadhaar pending in different high courts and also asked the centre to submit its report in January to check social media misuse. A bench of Justices Deepak Gupta and Aniruddha Bose, while allowing the transfer petition of Facebook, asked the registry to place all connected matters before the Chief Justice of India for listing before an appropriate bench in last week of January 2020. The top court also asked the centre to submit its report in January on the notification of rules by which social media misuse can be checked and liability could be fastened on intermediaries to decrypt messages. Shares of IT services firm Infosys on Tuesday plummeted nearly 17%, whipping ₹53,451 crore from its market valuation on concerns over a whistleblower complaint which alleged that two top executives of the company were indulging in unethical practices to increase short-term revenue and profits. The script tanked 16.21% to close at ₹643.30 on the BSE. During the day, it tumbled 16.86% to ₹638.30, the most since April 2013. On the National Stock Exchange, it plunged 16.65% to close at ₹640. The sharp fall in the scripts wiped out ₹53,450.92 crore from the company's market valuation, which now stand at ₹276,300.08 crore. A lawyer filed a plea in the Delhi High Court on Tuesday challenging the proposed implementation of the odd-even road rationing scheme, contending that it violates fundamental right to equality by giving exemption to women drivers. The Aap government has decided to implement the road rationing scheme in the national capital from November 4 to 15. The PIL sought quashing of the decision to implement the odd-even scheme in Delhi on the ground that granting exemption to women drivers is a violation of the fundamental right to equality. The PIL came for hearing before a bench of Chief Justice D.N. Patel and Justice C. Harishankar, which listed the matter for November 1, as the petition has not placed on record a copy of the scheme of the Delhi government.